Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Events happening at the Sonoma State Historic Park for April 2026. This Saturday, April 11th from noon to 1:30 p.m., join The Nature Hike, a monthly program on the Lower Montini Preserve Trail. Learn about history, nature, and community from their park interpretive specialist. And then Thursday, April 16th, a lecture, The Dress and Equipment of the Anza Party, 1775 to 1776. This provocative talk will be conducted by David Rickman, a freelance historian, illustrator, and author. Doors open at 6:30. And then the monthly campfire program, Saturday, April 18th from 6 to 7 o'clock. Come and enjoy a spring evening with a warm campfire, a few songs, and of course, a toasty marshmallow roast. It's a great experience. All ages are welcome, and it's free of charge. If you'd like to find out more information on the events that are happening at Sonoma State Parks, or if you'd like to become a docent, go to sonomaparks.org or contact 707-938-9547.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Highway 12 Winery. Sonoma wines ranging from Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays to local reds such as the Mission Hardware Old Sonoma Red, with a tasting room located at 27 East Napa Street, Suite S. Hours, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma. The Red Grape features New Haven-style pizza with thin, crispy crust high-fired in a stone-lined pizza ovens. For more information, call them at 707-996-4103. Visit their website at theredgrape.com or find them on Facebook at The Red Grape.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway. For more information, you can call 707-343-1898 or you can visit their website at unicomtax.com.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau, the only spot to get a regional parks pass in the valley, reminding you to support local restaurants by ordering direct and picking up your food in person. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater, located on the Sonoma Plaza. The theater offers a year-round schedule of films, live music, comedy, magic, and theatrical performances. It is also available to rent for private events with seating for up to 320 guests. More at SebastianiTheater.com.
Here we go! Wednesday, Wednesday. I'm so happy it's Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, I'm so happy it's Wednesday. Walk, walk, walk really fast. Wednesday, W-E-D-N-E-S-D-A-Y. Wednesday, today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday, April 8th. It is a beautiful day here in Sonoma. We're going to get some rain later on in the week, I heard as I drove into our studio here at 680 West Napa Street in Sonoma. And I have a great show planned for us right now. I'm going to have about a minute of music. And this is some Carlos Santana. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Bye.
going to hear some more of that album. This is an album that Carlos Santana did in 2019. It's called Africa Speaks. And it has got some really great cuts on it. We'll be enjoying that later on. And now I am happy to announce that right here live in studio, I have Antoine Hunter. And he is from Buena Vista Winery. And he's going to tell us all about something called the Spring Cleaning Sale at Buena Vista, which is a very interesting time. Tell us, Antoine. Well, first of all, welcome to the KSVY Morning Show, Antoine. Let me just get the right here. Now that should not try that again.
Thank you for having me.
I had you on the wrong microphone. Thank you for being here, Antoine.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are a dynamic person at Buena Vista, and Buena Vista is a place I know well, as I worked there for 10 years as the Count of Buena Vista, Count Augustin Harris, and a great gig it was. Tell us about this spring cleaning sale, when it is, how it works, and just exactly what happens during the sale.
Well, so Buena Vista puts on this huge sale throughout our second cellars. This is where we pretty much like to clear out some of our warehouse stock, especially like to present some wines we introduce from France and some of our other collections from our other wineries. A lot of these wines we like to start off at $5, $10, $15. Then you can get some pretty decent, really good wine starting off at $25. And then perhaps we might have some cases going at like $50 to $100.
Okay, we're not actually supposed to talk about how much the stuff costs on our volunteers show. Completely okay.
Whoopsie daisies.
It's not your fault. It's a volunteer radio thing where we don't actually get to mention the pricing, but that's okay. We won't do it anymore. But anyway, what you can say is it's really inexpensive. And tell us about all. So why do you have lots of different wines in this sale? Some of them from Europe.
Well, first off, it starts off with the Count when he. started making wines, he liked to introduce a lot of European varietals to California. A lot of them that we unfortunately don't produce anymore, but since we like to make a lot of different varieties, we like to push them throughout the sales. And then it stems from the owner of the winery now, Jean-Charles Boisset. He owns a lot of wineries throughout here and California, in France. And we like to bring some of that stock over here to introduce to our American customers.
Wow, that is interesting. And so when does, what days are the sale and what time does it start?
Well, the sale.
Till when?
Yes, sir. So the sale is on the 11th and 12th of this weekend, Saturday and a Sunday. It starts off at 9:30 and it pretty much goes until the end of the workday, which is at 5. That's pretty much it for the times.
Where is Buena Vista Winery for my listeners that have never been to the historic Buena Vista Winery property?
Yes, sir. So the winery is located in Sonoma. It is 18,000 Old Winery Road. It is about 5-minute drive from the square, maybe 20-minute walk from the square.
East. You know, have you ever wondered, Antoine, why a street that is only 2 blocks long has all those numbers?
Why?
I have the answer. Well, it's 18,000 Old Winery Road because when, and it's named Old Winery Road because there's an old winery at the end of the road.
Of course.
It's called 18,000, the number, because when they put that road there back in around the 1857, but whenever they started numbering it, they measured how far it was to the county seat, and then and it's 18 miles to Santa Rosa.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's why it's 18,000 Old Winery Road. I think the number should be 1. Old Winery Road, because that's the beginning of the road. But and the assumption being maybe it will continue on to Santa Rosa, whereupon the numbers would get smaller, I think. Anyway,
that's the idea.
That's the reason why. So, Antoine, what do you do at the winery?
What do I do? Yeah. Oh, I like to host guests.
Uh-huh.
We have members and guests who come all around from America and even around the world,
yeah.
and they like to taste at the winery. The winery is two different buildings, and we do a lot of tastings
yeah.
throughout these wineries. And we have people who host, tours.
Uh-huh.
I pretty much like to do them all.
And what do you like about hosting people?
Getting to know them.
Uh-huh.
I think that's one of my favorite things, is because a lot of times these guests, this is their time, this is their vacation.
Yeah.
They want to get away from their regular life to just enjoy and relax.
Sure.
But I like to get to know them and help them relax. I think that's one of my favorite things, especially if they're from another country, because then I've never visited any of those countries. I've never been outside America. So I like to hear what they like about our country. I like to hear what they like to introduce to our country.
Yeah.
So getting to know people.
I think it's kind of like an art form.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, from the way I look at it, is being whatever they want at the moment.
Yes, sir.
So, because some people just want to be alone with their friends, and they don't really want to talk to you. Other people are really interested, and you just go with it. It's improvisational theater, and you're an actor yourself.
Oh, yes. I do a little theater and some stagecraft on the side.
And do you find that being a host helps you in that regard?
Oh, yes. Theater, first off, helped me not have a stutter. I used to have a really big stutter, and so being on stage when my teachers would tell me to slow down,
uh-huh.
that definitely helped. And then to be able to talk like this in front of guests to
yeah.
help them communicate about wine, even if they know a lot about wine or know a little bit about wine, it just it helps me to be able to communicate with them in such a way, and it brings me joy that
yeah.
they are able to understand.
Yeah. Interesting you mentioned the stuttering part, Antoine, and the actor part, because I stuttered terribly when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And acting did the same thing for me, because I'm a child actor as well. And it really did help me, although I guess I still stutter sometimes.
Just a little bit. It happens.
Yeah. What sort of local productions, who have you worked with?
Well, I grew up in Fairfield, so I mostly did a lot of theater out there.
Uh-huh.
I have done some shows here in Napa at Lucky Penny Productions.
Yeah, that's a great outfit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Lucky Penny is a wonderful theater to work with. I plan to work with them again. The goal is to start producing more my own films.
Wow.
I've been working with some directors and producers from L.A.
Really?
Yeah, just some small-time ones. Nothing crazy yet, but one day it'll be big.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's very interesting, Antoine. Let's get back to Buena Vista. We've got about another 4 minutes for you. Time goes by fast on the radio. What do you – were you a wine person before you got this job?
Yes and no. My parents drank wine. I used to sip a little of their Chardonnay just to sneak something.
Sure.
But I wasn't really crazy about anything particular. But when I started working at Buena Vista, I got exposed to higher quality wines. And
yeah.
I realized, okay, maybe there is a little bit of something out there for me.
It's different, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I would say one of my favorite wines, especially from Buena Vista, is the Sheriff.
Uh-huh.
The Malbec.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, we don't produce the Malbec anymore. And the Pinots. Oh, my gosh. The Pinots are just so sophisticated.
Yeah. Tell us about the winemaker at Buena Vista.
Yes. So we have Brian Maloney and Ryan Lynch. They're both wonderful winemakers.
Yeah.
They mostly work out of our sister property, Raymond.
Uh-huh.
That's where we have most of our production, since that property is larger. Raymond is located in St. Helena in Napa.
Yeah.
But our winemakers, both very educated. They both are very knowledgeable, and they love to educate us.
Uh-huh.
Our team, we like to visit some of the other properties, and we like to go to other wineries as well, just to, you know, increase our own knowledge. But he often likes to educate with us.
Yeah. That's fantastic. We got another minute and a half. Tell us one more time about this spring cleaning sale. And it might rain. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that. So bring an umbrella.
It might be raining, which does make it a little trickier for all you folks there.
Oh, yeah.
But so once again, how do you get there? It's Saturday and Sunday at Buena Vista.
Yes, sir. At 9:30. I do recommend bringing a wagon or a little something to carry your wine, because these are very wonderful wines, very inexpensive, and people like to take a lot.
Yeah, a wagon. Bring a wagon.
Bring a wagon, something.
Okay, because it is inexpensive and it's good wine. I know people who would buy 10 cases.
Easily.
Yeah, it is common. Thing back then when I was doing the Buena Vista thing. Any last comment you'd like to make, Antoine Hunter, host at Buena Vista?
I hope to see you there at the sale and enjoy your day.
Thank you, Antoine.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's our story. We're going to go with Antoine Hunter, Buena Vista. We're going to go to a little more of Africa Speaks, and then we're going to come in with Mr. Noah Griffin, who I see live on Zoom right now. This is Blue Skies from Africa Speaks, Carlos Santana.
The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at SebastianiTheater.com.
This is KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM, Voices of the Valley. We've launched the KSVY Audience Listener Survey because we want to know. How do you listen? What do you love? What do you want more of? It takes about 10 minutes, and your input will help shape the future of this station. Take the survey now at ksvy.org. KSVY, Voices of the Valley.
Spring!
spring has arrived in the valley, and the Sonoma Hometown Band is ready to bring it on in and celebrate. Join your neighbors for Swing into Spring, a free community concert on Sunday, April 19th at the historic Sebastiani Theater. Starting at 1 p.m., you'll hear favorites like highlights from the musical Chicago, the Muppet Show theme, and jazzy hits like Jump, Jive, and Swing. It's a high-energy afternoon of music for the entire family. They're more than just a 4th of July parade band and a Christmas carol band. They're your hometown band. Get all the details at SonomaHometownBand.org, and we'll see you at the Sebastiani, Sunday, April 19th, swinging baby, into baby, spring.
Oh, you gotta jump, jive, and...
And now back to The Morning Show.
We are back on The Morning Show. This is KSVY 91.3 FM in Sonoma. I have live on Zoom from Tiburon, California, Mr. Noah Griffin with his segment Song Parodies Today. Welcome back to The Morning Show, Mr. Noah Griffin.
I look forward to every Wednesday morning.
And been sort of a busy news cycle since last week, my friend.
You think?
Just a tad. Market's up 1,000 points plus today because it appears we're not going to perform horrible war crimes upon a nation of 92 million humans.
You know, sometimes sanity prevails. But when you've got insanity that's caused by one particular person, he might want to think of his thought process.
Well,
or listen to people around him who maybe are a little saner than he is.
So I have a song on that topic. I'll just start off here. Sometimes when I think of problems, I think of Patsy Cline, and she in her oeuvre of songs probably answered every human dilemma, and this goes like this. Crazy, he's finally gone, bat bleep crazy, he's crazy, he's likely to start World War III. We knew that someday he'd do something crazy, like blow up the people and every mosque steeple in one whole darn country, Iran. We must remove him from office, 'cause he's crazy. He'll order our flyers to start monstrous fires and promote all his liars. He's nuts. 25th Amendment is now being touted on the air. We all must use it, so let us review it. No way to abuse it. Let's end him once and for all.
Great. Nice tone, too, for early in the morning.
Thank you. Early in the morning. Got some coffee in me. Get the pipes working.
A little caffeinated. This coffee tastes like mud. It should. It was ground this morning.
Oh, that's funny.
It's my country, Donald T. Sweet land of liberty. We have no king. Land where our fathers died. Land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Yeah.
And around the world, it's one big coup, says Donald T. Listen to me, but it hurts me and you. I know what's best. You need a regime change. Align with me and you will see how things can be arranged. I know that things look up and down. Just trust in me. Soon you will see my plan is truly sound. No more will you have to believe what's true if you will only trust in me. And here's what I made up to no particular song. I got my own melody.
Oh, interesting.
God only knows the emperor has no clothes. He's as naked as he can be. But who'll tell the man who's brave enough and can't risk the wrath of Donald T.?
I don't think anyone around him has the nerve to do that.
think you're right. And we always end with a sportsman. We're in the play-in. I'm only saying all bets are off when Curry's back in on the team.
I had the pleasure of watching his return, and what an exciting game. I mean, he almost took it the last shot. It was there. He hit the rim. It missed the net by about 6 inches, and he would have won the game. Walked off. Would have been unbelievable.
He's just so joyful to watch, and you can feel the energy in the stands, even through the television, when he's back in the team, and everybody wants to see him play and do well. I mean, he's a generational player. There's no question about that. And when he's on with his brother, that's really special.
It's true.
To watch them on the sideline and getting – I'm sure their dad must be very proud, as was their mom as well. She was an athlete too. So it's great to be able to see. I asked the kids to take me to – because I didn't want him to be playing and never having seen him live. And they took my first time on a Waymo and then my first time at the stadium there at the arena. But it was great. It was wonderful.
Always nice to have children you can ask to take you to expensive things. That's really, really worth
They should be making a lot more than I am on the show, aren't they?
Well, I remember the first time one of my two daughters picked up the tab at a nice restaurant, and then I looked at my wife and I went, "Well, things are working out here." I'll get that, Dad. Oh, yes, you have a job. How wonderful!
And they'll start taking care of you. I think it's from My Fair Lady, which is "Send for Man to Go Philandering," and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and debt. Send for Man to Go Philandering. If you do it, she won't find out. Oh, and something about your kids, and someday they'll take care of you. I'll get that for the next time we're on.
Getting back to sports, Mr. Noah Griffin, do you know of any other brother combinations in professional basketball?
You know there must be, but I'm not as well versed in basketball as I am in other sports. But, you know, I'll tell you what, let's do this really quickly and see if I can get it done before our time is up here.
Oh, we got lots of time.
Siri, are there any brother duos in professional basketball playing currently?
How does Siri live inside that little phone anyway? It's a very curious thing.
Yeah. Celebrating 16 pairs of basketball brothers on 2025 national teams. Interesting.
16
brothers playing right now.
Well,
let's see if I can.
That's almost every. That's almost every other team has a pair of brothers.
Stephen and Steph Curry, Keegan and Chris Murray, playing for the Kings. Giannopoulos and Thanasis. I can hardly pronounce their name. Thanasis Antetokounmpo. They're playing for the Bucks. And then you've got Brooke and Robin Lopez, also with the Bucks. Moritz and Franz Wagner from Germany. Marcus Morris Sr. and Markieff Morris. They're playing for different teams. And it goes on. We've heard of them. Lonzo and LaMelo Ball. Yeah.
Well,
so that's interesting. Fathers must be very proud, and mothers too.
For sure. Do you remember the first time one of your kids picked up an expensive bill at a restaurant? I know it was a while ago for you.
No, it wasn't, because when I turned 80, which was January 31st, they took me down to a restaurant and let me order up and drove me in and drove me back. I mean, it was really kind of special.
Yeah. That's for sure. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Noah Griffin, for your rendition of song parodies today. It is always a pleasure to have you on the morning show.
I'll be thinking about crazy all day.
Okay. Thank you.
See you, my friend.
There we are. And now a little Patsy Cline right here on KSVY. What a voice.
Crazy I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Boss Gags, drowning in a sea of love. bus gangs. Sometimes love doesn't work out. This guy's drowning. That is not good.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Sebastiani Theater on the Sonoma Plaza, offering live shows and event rentals. More at SebastianiTheater.com.
This is KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM, Voices of the Valley. We've launched the KSVY Audience Listener Survey because we want to know. How do you listen? What do you love? What do you want more of? It takes about 10 minutes, and your input will help shape the future of this station. Take the survey now at ksvy.org. KSVY, Voices of the Valley.
This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
It's important to take an active role in your health care. Research shows that patients who have good relationships with their physicians and communicate well are more often satisfied with their care. To accomplish this, be proactive in providing your doctor with personal information. Then listen carefully and ask questions if needed.
Hello, Carmen.
Don't leave your appointment until you feel you understand everything that was discussed.
Hello, Carmen.
Make notes if you need to, and follow up later if you have more questions. Your symptoms change, or you did not get the results you expected. Clear and honest communication with your physician is important to getting the care you need.
Call me.
Sonoma Arts Live Theater Company proudly presents The Light in the Piazza, April 24th through May 10th, a romantic musical set in the 1950s and tells the story of Margaret Johnson, a wealthy woman from the American South, and Clara, her daughter, who is impaired due to a childhood accident. The two spend a summer together in Florence, Italy, when Clara falls in love with a young Italian man, Fabrizio. Margaret is forced to reconsider not only Clara's future, but her own deep-seated hopes and fears. With this romance, she must examine the limitations she has let define her daughter. Directed by Sandra Ish, musical direction by Cheryl Peterson, The Light in the Piazza is presented by arrangement with Concord Theatricals, concordtheatricals.com or sonomaartslive.org for more information. That's running April 24th through May 10th on the Rotary Stage at Andrews Hall at Sonoma Community Center.
And now back to The Morning Show.
We have been we've been playing some music here, and here we have another sad song. I don't know why we're doing sad songs, but this is not sad. This is Robert Cray. This is A Smoking Gun. Here we go. And that wasn't very much of Robert Cray, because I am happy to say that I have coming in live on Zoom from Sonoma Valley Hospital. I have a lovely lady named Carmen Ramos, and she is the patient access manager for Sonoma Valley Hospital. And when you walk into the hospital, there Carmen is sitting there at the desk. And she is the patient registration person in the main lobby, and she greets everyone. And so we have her here on Zoom. Welcome to the KSVY Morning Show, Carmen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today. It's my first time, so I'm excited and nervous. I don't know what to expect, so I appreciate it.
Well, I am a big fan of Sonoma Valley Hospital, and we at KSVY, we're a volunteer radio station, and I'm a volunteer, and everyone but 2.5 people are volunteers. There's over 65 of us, and so once a month, I have someone from your hospital on my second Wednesday show of the month, and I've had lots of people on the show. I had a gentleman who was in charge of making sure every tool used in the hospital is absolutely sterile, a man who is passionate about cleanliness of surgical implementation devices, and a very interesting fellow he was. And I've had lots of other people, but we're here with you today. And so you, once again, are the patient access manager. And when people walk in, they see your face.
Yeah, that's correct. And I, you know, it's so funny because I love working here too. So you love the hospital and I love working here. So we have one thing in common.
Well, I feel very fortunate to have a hospital this quality in what is essentially a valley that is 20 minutes any other hospital, and that's with a best case scenario. It could be a lot longer than that. And so we are just very fortunate to have this great hospital right here to help us. What do you like about your job?
I like working at the hospital because we're, since we're a small community hospital, we're more like a family than a corporation. We know each other. We know each other's families. So it's really nice being able to connect with your coworkers, with patients here at work or at Safeway or anywhere that you might meet up with them.
Oh, I'm sure you're out there in the world. There they are. You see them at the store and on the streets. I have learned that many people at your hospital have more than one task. They have all sorts of different tasks at the hospital. So you might do one thing and you do another thing too.
Yeah, we wear multiple hats. It keeps us, what is it? Time flies by when you're having fun.
For
sure.
You
just keep on going. Yeah.
So, I imagine sometimes people, when they come to the hospital, are sort of nervous.
It happens more than less. Yes, people are nervous. They're not really sure what to expect. You know, they're coming in for testing that their provider ordered for them. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. So we're here to try to help them and guide them and, you know, make their experience the best way possible that we can.
You have a smiling face, so I imagine that's helpful in calming people down. Too bad this is not TV, it's radio, we can't see you, but I can see you on the Zoom screen. How do you get people to sort of calm down, or at least try to make them calm down a little bit?
The most important thing is to listen to them and try to help them, you know, to the best of your, not, you know, as best as you're able to.
That makes sense. And how long have you been at Sonoma Valley Hospital?
I started in March 17th of 2011. I can't even believe I've been here for so long.
2011?
Yes.
You must have seen a lot of people come and go, and that's 15 years.
Yes and no, because I feel like a lot of people also stay here. I've had a lot of coworkers that I work with for many years, which is, you know, really nice to see how, you know, where they started and where they are now. So you do see, you know, a lot of other faces that, you know, you wonder where they're at right now. But a lot of people do stay here. People love working here. That's what I noticed, because they've stayed for a long time.
That's really a good point. One way to find out if someone likes the job is if they're still there after 15 years. You don't look all that old to me, Carmen. I'm surprised to hear that you've done this for 15 years.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Well, there you are. I'm a big fan of the hospital, and I just think it's great that you have all of these. I mean, it's a small hospital, but you have a lot of great stuff. Which of the new devices that you've acquired do you think has really made a difference in the experience of people using your hospital? I know there's a new MRI machine and there's other new stuff. Which of those do you think really stands out?
No, there's so many things. At first, you know, it was Epic was crazy, but now we've gotten to get used to it and work, you know, it's become easier. We have our new MRI machine, which it's become very nice and efficient. We open up on Saturdays now for some Saturdays for MRIs and mammals. And we also open up x-rays on every Saturday. So it's giving our community an opportunity to come in on the weekend. For those of us who work Monday through Friday, having that opportunity to come in and get some of the services done throughout the weekend and not having to take a day off during the week. We're trying to do everything that we can to support our community.
I'm sure that's true. And you, Carmen, you are also bilingual.
Yes, that is correct.
That must make your task easier.
So my English is not my first language, but
and also it makes people from our Hispanic Latino communities feel more welcomed and understood if you can speak their language.
Yeah, I love helping people. So like being able to support our Spanish community and also our English speaking, like whatever I can do to support them, you know, it doesn't matter if you speak English or Spanish. The most important thing is that, you know, we have somebody here to provide the support for our patients. We also have one of our coworkers who speaks Japanese, Filipino. So we have, at one point we had Russian. So we have a mixture of staff here.
Wow, that is interesting. I don't suppose you know how many languages can be used by your staff. Any idea how many languages you have?
No, that's a tricky question. I'm going to have to come back to give you the answer. I will get back to you.
So do you live around here?
Yes, I live here in Sonoma. I live like 3 minutes away from the hospital, which I'm very lucky. I'm super lucky.
So your commute is a whole 3 minutes to work. That is easy.
I know, super easy. In the summer, I like to ride my bike to work. I haven't done it yet, but it's so nice and convenient when you work so close to your, you know, where you live at, you can just ride to work or walk.
What do you like to do in town, not seeing as how you're a local, besides work at the hospital? What are your favorite activities, Carmen?
Biking, hiking, outdoor. I love being outdoor. I love the sun, nature.
Yeah. I think that one way to stay healthy is to go out into the woods, and it's really, really I love it. For me, it's sort of like a resetting of my humanity is to be out in the woods, which is sort of interesting, but it makes sense.
What do you like to do for fun?
Same thing. I go for hikes. I swim at Sonoma Splash.
Oh, nice.
You've been there, haven't you?
Is that the one?
By the high school.
Oh, okay. Because I know we had a swimming pool by Agua Caliente, but that one closed down. And now I heard a lot of great things about the high school pool. I haven't been there yet, but one of my coworkers goes there.
Well, you know, in the context of talking about being healthy, I go swimming there 3 times a week for an hour, and it's great exercise, and that way, hopefully, I'll visit your hospital fewer times. Even though I love your hospital. It's amazing to have such a great hospital right in the middle of our town.
Yes, we're very lucky to be able to. You know, we need to get to the hospital. It's like super close by. We don't have to drive so far.
And
everybody here, I feel like doesn't matter where we all need each other, you know, starting from like housekeeping to kitchen, engineering, you know, HR, everybody, like billing, we all need each other to do our job to help, you know, to provide the best support that we need for our patients. So we're all one big happy family.
I'm sure that is true. I don't mean to spring questions on you. Do you know how many people actually work there at your hospital?
I believe it's like 300 and 325? Oh, my God, don't quote me. You see, two questions that I have to get back to you. Thank you so much. Those are tricky questions.
There's hundreds. There's at least hundreds anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe there's like 300 and something, 365 probably. I'm like, how embarrassing. Two questions I couldn't answer.
No, that's okay. that would almost certainly make you the largest employer in town.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that,
I know.
That makes sense. Patient access manager. I like the title. Have you always had that title, or did they used to give you a different title?
I had a different title. So patient access, I'll explain what that department covers, if that's okay with you. So that department covers the ER registration, admitting registration, checking for appointments, surgeries, imaging check-in. We also do imaging scheduling and cardio. And we do registration authorization specialists for cardio imaging surgery and any patients that get admitted to hospital. So we're like, seven different units in one department.
Seven different units in one department, and you tell them where to go, and you do you handle like insurance stuff too?
Yeah, we take care of ensuring that we have the correct authorization for surgeries, for cardio imaging.
I imagine that can get sort of tricky at times.
Oh yeah, it does. Especially because some of the insurance, they change constantly.
Oh, I know.
So there's always changes in healthcare, insurances, just in life. It's just part of life that things change, and we just have to, continue with the changes that are coming up. Well, and stay positive. You know, you just have to, just try to adapt to everything that's coming your way.
That is good advice in any context, any way. Just be optimistic and work through the dilemmas. And I'm sure that when someone gives you an insurance thing that's tricky, you are smiling and friendly and helpful. And people are often really, really nervous too on the other side across from you. When you go home, do you tell your family about what happened to you that day? Or is there some sort of rule that you're not supposed to talk about your job?
It's patient privacy, so I don't talk about my job at home. Yeah, so I don't really tell my family anything. We want to ensure that our patients have their privacy.
That makes sense.
For ourselves, even if I came into hospital, we're all private with each other's, information. So we can't really share, I saw this person or I saw this person. So we have to keep everybody's information private, which is the best thing.
But, it is sort of a human thing to want to talk about what you did that day. And some things that happen are, you sort of have to talk to somebody about it, because it's keeping it inside can be, not healthy. Maybe you could just say, gosh, I had a crazy day today, or it was a happy day, or it was a tough day. I mean.
Yeah, that's as much as I share with them. I'm like, it was a really exciting day. Yeah, it was really crazy, but not going into detail. The good thing that we have our coworkers, so like if we needed to talk about something, I'll have other, other colleagues, other leaders that I can just, we can just bounce ideas off each other. We can just sit and chit chat or vent or whatever the situation may be.
So I think that being a part of a team, the way that the hospital is a wonderful thing. And learning the intricacies of each organization, and you being there since 2011, I mean, you were there through COVID and everything.
Yeah, I remember those days. It was interesting.
Interesting.
I can't even believe it.
Interesting would be one way to describe it.
Yeah, no, because everybody else, they stopped using face masks, and, we were still wearing our face mask and gowns and... It was different times. I never thought we would have to go through that. But, we made it happen. It was challenging. But now I look back and I'm like, we did it.
Do you wear a face mask when in the hospital?
Not right now. Usually during flu season.
During flu season.
Yeah. Or, of course, if you're feeling ill or, you know, or depending on the type of situation, if you're, you know, going to encounter somebody that has contact precautions, yes, you do, depending on the type of situation.
Anything else? Time goes by quick on the radio, Carmen. You did a great job. I know that you let us know you were a little nervous in an email yesterday, and I said, you know, if you're nervous about the radio, this is the radio station for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for making this experience so easy. I was really nervous. I'm not going to lie, because I'm not a public speaker. So I was like, I wonder what they're going to ask me. And then look at you asked me two questions, and I couldn't even answer. But thank you for making this experience super easy. I appreciate you inviting me and letting me be part of this. And it was really great to meet you. I got to learn something about you too.
Well, Carmen, you will see me soon, because I do come in to the hospital for tests and stuff like that. So I will see you, your smiling face, at the front desk sooner or later. And I once again am a great fan of your hospital. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for choosing our hospital. Sorry that you have to come and visit us, because nobody wants to come and visit the hospital, but thank you for choosing us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Carmen, and thanks to all your staff and all the great things that you do there. I have had occasion to visit and always been treated very well, and so there you go. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to hear that. Yay, thank you. Okay. Have a great day.
All right. Well, that was Carmen Ramos. She is the patient access manager for our Sonoma Valley Hospital. And now we're going to go to, going to go to the top of the hour break. What should we do? Let's hear some more of Robert Gray for about a minute. Here we go.
There's a cold, cold feeling from my heart. It's trying to get colder, and this heavy heart proves I've been touched by the blues. Blues, get off of my shoulder. Got my heart not speaking to my head. And this heavy heart proves I've been touched by the blues. Blues, get off of my shoulder.
You've been listening to The Morning Show.
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group,